USA Radio News.
President Biden is cheering the March jobs report.
The economy added another 431,000 jobs last month.
Even though we created a record number of jobs, I know, that this job is not finished.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh noted one sector is recovering very well.
Retail is not only recovered, but gone beyond what it was pre-pandemic.
Members of the Gangster Disciples Street Gang in Chicago have been named in a federal gun trafficking indictment, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Today we are announcing a superseding indictment charging 12 individuals in a conspiracy to illegally traffic over 90 guns across state lines into the city of Chicago.
Amazon workers on Staten Island have voted to unionize. Union organizer Chris Smalls.
When COVID-19 came to play, Amazon failed us. They dropped the ball. They lied to the public saying they're doing all these things. None of that was the reality of our situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Ukrainian city of Mariupol estimates it'll take at least $10 billion to repair infrastructure damage caused by Russian troops. The mayor said the city is working to obtain reparations from Russia. The House of Representatives voted to approve legislation that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level and remove criminal penalties for certain cannabis-related offenses by a vote of 220 to 204.
The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Three Republicans, Tom McClintock, Brian Mast, and Matt Gaetz, joined almost all Democrats in voting for the legislation. Soon it will cost far less to operate a new car in America. That from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, today announcing new DOT standards for new cars in the United States.
Starting in model year 2024, when these standards take effect, Americans buying a new vehicle will spend less on gas than they would have if we hadn't taken this step.
This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Federal health officials are set to lift COVID border restrictions next month, and it's triggering concerns from both parties about an immigration surge. The Title 42 health order had allowed the U.S. to expel nearly 2 million migrants since the pandemic began. Former Vice President Mike Pence said the move will prompt more surges and will lead to open borders.
It's hard to believe that the Biden administration has found a way to make the worst border crisis in American history even worse.
The pilots on a Delta Airlines flight from Salt Lake City to Washington, D.C., decided to bring the jet down in Denver after the cockpit windshield shattered above 30,000 feet. The crew repeatedly told passengers to remain calm until they landed. A photo of the windshield taken by a passenger showed the glass, though lined with cracks, didn't fall from its frame. The crew announced the diversion about 90 minutes into the flight. The nation's oldest active park ranger is hanging up her smoky hat at the age of 100. Betty Reed Soskin retired after more than 15 years at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California. She led tours at the park and museum, honoring the women who worked in factories during wartime and shared her own experience as a black woman during the conflict. Soskin won a temporary Park Service position at the age of 84 and became a permanent Park Service employee in 2011. She celebrated her 100th birthday last September. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.